am Adam 35.
And I'm Bonnie, and I'm 5.
Bonnie's still sick, or voice lost. Are you sick, or is your voice lost? Gone.
Lost.
Yeah, I don't think you're sick. You haven't felt hot or anything. But just picked her up from school. This is Monday, so her sleepover was Saturday. She screamed all night Saturday, lost her voice that night. All day Sunday, her voice was weird, and then today it's still weird. That's what's going on, and that's where we are in time right now. And this is episode 79, and I wanted to briefly ask Bonnie something after school. Several things, actually.
I feel like we're almost at 100.
100 minus 79 is 36 episodes away from 100. Just kidding. We are 21 away. 21 episodes. That's 21 weeks. That means 4, 8, 12, 16, 20. We're 5 months away from 100. Okay. That's half a year. So you'll be deep in the throes of, what is this, August, September, October, November, December, January. We'll be in the dead of winter. It'll be January. The fireplace will be going when we hit 100 eps. It'll be after Christmas. That'll be a nice time to hit 100. One of the things I wanted to ask you is right when you got in the car from the pickup line, you handed me this little piece of paper and it says, caught being good. And these are little slips of paper that you're given by teachers or faculty whenever you get caught doing something good. So I said, save it for me. I want to hear it on the podcast. This is a surprise to me right now as well. So what's up? What's this ticket for? Bonnie's eating an ice cream bar, by the way. That's why she's not interrupting me like she usually does.
And that's why I'm not talking at all. I was being quiet in line while I was waiting to go.
What line?
In the car.
Oh, and that. Oh, so you got it at the very end of the day. So wait, you're looking around at the teachers to see if they have caught being good tickets in their hands, and then
no.
That makes you act, behave.
No, she told us.
So. Oh, okay, cool, good job. I felt horrible for forgetting something. What did I forget today?
My lunch.
I forgot to pack Bonnie's lunch with her. That's never happened in the.
Luckily, I did not cry. I loved eating at the cafeteria today. I've not eaten there in a long, long time. So,
since the first of kindergarten, we signed you up for lunch. They go by accounts now. We used to have tickets. They were like punch cards. You don't know what that is either, but it was a paper ticket.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
That strange, like you take a little punch hole thing.
You don't, yeah, you don't punch. It's kind of like that. You use a hole puncher, but the lunch lady would stick it in the cash register. It would chop off a piece of the ticket, and then your ticket had 20 pieces on it. And once those 20 pieces were chopped off, your parent had to buy a new one. I think they were like $20. So that would be like $1 per lunch. That seems about right back then. But your lunches now, I think, are like $2.20 a pop or something. But we fund an account online, and you just say your name when you go through the line, right?
Mm-hmm. Your last name.
Yeah. So tell me what happened whenever you realized that you didn't have a lunchbox with you and what you were going to do. Did you panic?
Mm-mm. I saw my lunchbox in there. It felt empty. It's squishy, so I opened it up, and there was nothing in there. And then I told the teacher, my dad forgot to pack my lunch, and then I did macaroni, cheese. Oh, no, wait. I did hamburger.
What was the other choice? The other choice of macaroni and cheese?
Yeah. Macaroni and cheese with beef in it, or not beef.
Pieces of the hamburger that fell off?
Sausage, and I had a cheeseburger.
That sounds pretty good. Now, what did Miss Tao say whenever you said, my dad forgot to pack my lunch? What did she say?
She said, okay, that's okay. Just pick a lunch on the smart board.
We had gone over this procedure before. I don't know if you remember, but I had told you once before, if we ever forget to pack lunch, you have your lunch account that you can use. And I know this is probably boring that we're going over this eating stuff. Sorry, listeners. But one more thing. Bonnie's been...
Oh, it's awesome for me. I think I want to start eating lunch at the cafeteria every day so we can have even more time. Because I wake up at 6, and I also eat breakfast and lunch at school, so we don't have to waste time of me eating breakfast, and we don't have to waste time, like, packing my lunch. So I can just wake up at 6 and have a long, long, long time.
Nice. Yeah, Bonnie, this is a new thing. Bonnie's been waking up. Today it was like 6:20. And I said, Bonnie, you want to wake up so you can get that extra time that you asked me about? And you popped up out of bed, took your bath. And then what did you do with your extra time in the morning?
Watched YouTube on the TV.
JoJo?
Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know what JoJo is, she's, a 13-year-old. She looks pretty old, I know. Or she looks pretty young, I know. But, if you have ever seen her before and you know her, she looks pretty young, but she is 13 and she like sings pop music or something.
Dances.
And yeah.
You know, I don't care much for JoJo, to be honest, but who I really do like that is along the same lines, and they actually appear on each other's videos, are the Hashack sisters. Mm-hmm. H-A-S-C-H-A-C-K. I believe if you type it in YouTube, it should autocorrect anyway, but because they're pretty popular. But
Hashack sisters.
Yeah, the Hashack sisters. You used to call them the hashtag sisters.
Until you told me that they are named that.
Yeah, really
and
cool
I say
story.
Hashack.
That's one of those hashtag. Yeah. Anyway, go check out the Hashtag sisters. They're really cool. There's four of them. There's two. There's a set of older ones and then quite a gap in between them, and then a set of younger ones. But they all have obviously done a lot of dance classes in their lives.
They're kind of like in the middle, like 7-year-olds and 9-year-olds. And then there's like...
probably like 15 and 16.
One is 15 and one is 17.
And then one's 48 and she's kind of the leader.
No.
Just kidding. Did we cover everything?
If you guys didn't know, if you watch all of these people and you didn't know, the Hashtag sisters are actually a sisters to this boy named Matty B. I love his music. He actually raps.
That's the brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like them anymore. That kid is a... Never mind.
What? You don't...
Nothing. Go ahead.
You don't like them anymore?
I'm just kidding. I love him. Go ahead. What about Matty B?
So, that's all. But, like, they're like brother and sister. And then Matty B has another sister. So, they're... I'm named Sarah, and they're actually a sister to Sarah, too.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to pull them up right now, actually. Rum-pa-bum, ba-da-da-bum. Rum-pa-bum,
ba-da-da-bum. And there's Joe.
Hashtag sisters. We'll find it. We found it. Here it is.
Hashtag sisters. Hashtag. Do that one. I love it.
That's their newest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But wait.
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. I like Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl, do it.
Okay.
I'm going to dance.
We're going to close out the show to Bonnie dancing to the Hashtag Sisters. Go check it out on YouTube. It's extraordinary.
Just for a little bit. I'll never learn. I think we should just give up. This is too hard.
Yeah.
What are you guys complaining about?
We can hear you crying across the park.
I'm not crying.
Me and Olivia's talent show is tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't even know the dance.
Hold up.
That's it?
Don't make it so complicated. All you gotta do is feel the beat.
Just think about moving to the music. You don't have to do it so perfectly.
See, that's the thing.
Everybody from our school will watch.
And we don't wanna look like we can't dance.
I say.
If we can't get it right by tonight, then it's off.
I mean, I can't take a chance.
It's just too advanced.
Quit saying it's impossible. All I hear from you is fear and doubt.
If you really wanna do it, then you both need to pay attention.
You and Madison will help us out?
We'll try.
But you gotta lose the attitude, cause some things just take some time.
I'll watch, cause I wanna get better, and I think I can.
My reputation is on the line.
Olivia, please.
I wanna feel the beat with somebody. Yeah.
check us out, Bonnie.pizza. Mm-hmm.